Dolphins in the Gulf. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. Bottlenose dolphins, the most common type of oceanic dolphins, are turning up dead in the Gulf of Mexico at record rates. A study recently published in the scientific journal PLOS ONE indicates that the spike in dolphin deaths is directly linked to the 2010 Deepwater Horizon oil spill. Following the blowout of the BP-owned drilling rig that spewed more than 200 million gallons of oil into the ocean, scientists have documented 1,281 dead or stranded cetaceans along the northern coast of the Gulf of Mexico, most of which were bottlenose dolphins. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, Louisiana and Mississippi saw an average of 20 stranded dolphin incidents annually between 2002 and 2009. In 2011 alone, Louisiana reported 163 stranded dolphins, while Mississippi had 111. A report by NOAA's Office of Response and Restoration found that one in three dolphins recovered from the northern coast of the Gulf of Mexico had adrenal lesions consistent with petroleum product exposure. Only 7% of stranded dolphins outside of the Deepwater Horizon spill zone had similar damage to the adrenal gland. Researchers also found that 22% of dolphins suffered from serious bacterial pneumonia. 70% of those cases were severe enough to cause or significantly contribute to death. Outside of the spill zone, only 2% of dolphins were found with this pneumonia. BP responded to the study by stating that the researchers failed to tie the dolphin deaths specifically to exposure to Macondo oil, the name of the oil and gas prospect that the Deepwater Horizon rig was drilling. It remains to be seen what other long-term problems this 2010 oil blowout will pose, but it's clear we need to continue to pressure energy companies to exercise the utmost caution and safety. The health of our only planet depends on it. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio.